I think we're just getting started.
Hey everyone, what is going on? Welcome back to another episode of 117 Gaming Squadron. And this time, I thought I was going to do something a little bit different. Last weekend, my wife and I and brother-in-law actually got a chance to check out a Comic-Con here in the Twin Cities. And I'll go into more detail, but it was our first time going to a Comic-Con of sorts, and all three of us had a really great time. It was a lot of fun, a lot to see and everything. And just to me and everybody else, it was just a really great time. We're all now excited to go back to another con that's coming up here in a couple months. But to get back to kind of our standard format, the beer I'll be drinking tonight is from Boathouse Brew Club and Restaurant from Ely, Minnesota. This stuff, it's an IPA, and it's called Hippie Horse Power IPA. And when my wife and I up there visiting, it's a nice little brew pub, probably one of the only brew pub in town. In fact, it's probably one of the only few restaurants that actually was open at the time, which surprisingly we found out that they shut down at 9 o'clock. So, and it's like the entire city shuts down at 9. So, the only other bar that's open would be the one at the Ely Resort, which only stays open till 11. And my wife and I were pretty surprised because we went in there about 8:30, 8:40. We both ordered a drink and got an appetizer. And then 10 minutes later, the guy's like, last call. And we're like, what are you talking about? And the guy's like, we close at 9. But he's like, but if you guys want, I'll give you another drink. So we hurried up, ordered a second drink. And we didn't stay too long. We stayed about 9:15, 9:20 because we didn't want to be assholes and making them wait on us so they can close up. So, but it is a fun, nice little bar. I mean, it's definitely a popular joint because every time we went there, there's always definitely people there eating and drinking. So, but anyway, on to the beer. So, this guy, the Hippie Horse IPA. This time I actually got a growl of it, so I'm hoping it still tastes fresh. Looks like it might be. Oh, I can smell the hops and everything. I can't tell if it's Citra or something else. Well, here we go. Yep, that's good. That's definitely, this definitely feels like more of an American IPA because the back end of it, the hoppiness is more bitter. It's not citrusy, it's not juicy or anything like that. It's definitely like your traditional American IPA bitterness, which is not bad. I mean, I like it. Yeah, it's definitely got that American IPA flavor on the back end. All right, now let's get on to the fun. So like I mentioned earlier, my wife and I went to Comic-Con this past weekend, and we brought our brother along for his birthday because that was a gift we gave to him to get tickets, and we got the VIP package, and what that included was actually to meet Kevin Smith, the director. And so the VIP access gave us a photograph with him and an autograph with him and everything, and plus other benefits were priority in line for signatures, front row seatings, like the first three rows in any of the panels. And then we got a gift bag and stuff like that. So to us, I think it was actually worth it compared to the original price getting in just the daily ticket. So we definitely took advantage of the VIP probably the second day because we actually did not know about some of the benefits that we were aware of. But anyway, so it started Friday, went Saturday and Sunday. It started Friday at about noon, and then my wife and I took the day off, and my brother-in-law was already off, so we went. Got there about probably a little after noon, probably closer to 1, and it was definitely, no, wait, we didn't get there. We got there right when they opened, that's right, because we waited in line to get our tickets. So, no, we We got there right before they opened, and another benefit for being VIP was the fact you got 15 minutes early access into the con. And right when you walk in, you kind of see a bunch of vendors and stuff like that. I mean, everything from toys to art to jewelry to leather bags. Definitely a bunch of groups trying to advertise their group to try to get more members. Other cons that are coming up to try to advertise what's coming up. I mean, it was really cool seeing a lot of stuff. I mean, definitely a lot of art for the pop culture. Pokemon, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. There was definitely some video games in there. I was trying mostly when they did video game art, if they had any Master Chief stuff. Some people did, some people didn't. And a couple of the artists I did talk to were like, yeah, we're getting that a lot, so we may end up probably drawing some Master Chief in the future. But one thing I didn't realize was the fact that one side of the area was all the vendors, and then the other side was actually where the signatures and photo shoot was going to take place. So I have to walk around the vendors for probably about a good maybe hour and a half. We walked to the other side and realized that's where the signatures were, and so that's when we found out who's here. And that day I was wearing a Spider-Man shirt because I wanted to get the signatures of the Spider-Man 2 video game voice actor signature, and thankfully I went there on Friday because Saturday was just a nut house. But anyway, I was able to get Yuri, the voice of Spider-Man, Najee, the voice of Miles Morales, and Tony, the voice of Venom. And when I went to visit Yuri, there's definitely more people in line because he's got a long list of names of who he's voiced. But very nice. Very happy to see me. Actually, the Spider-Man shirt I wore was the white spider black shirt, kind of like his black suit one before Venom comes along. And he looked at me, he's like, oh man, that was the shirt I was going to wear today. But he wore a different Spider-Man shirt. We were talking about that, and I had to tell him how I'm playing the game, how I really enjoyed it, and he talked a little bit about recording it and how he's playing it with his son, and just, you know, glad that people enjoying it. He said he had a lot of fun making it, and he just said it's a really good experience, and it was just cool actually talking to the voice actor and actually hearing him speak. I think most of the time, I think he used his original voice to speak as Peter Parker / Spider-Man, so I don't think he really had to do much changing to it. But yeah, I was only there for probably maybe a couple minutes. I brought along my PS5 Spider-Man 2 game, and he signed the front cover of it, the front cover art. So got that signed by him. Then after that, I went to go see Najee, the voice of Miles Morales. And once again, another cool guy, very, very friendly. You know, he shook my hand and asked how I was doing, asked, you know, where I'm from. And everything. I was just told him about the game and everything and how much I enjoyed it, and just asking him how things are going for him. And he was just very down to earth and just talking to us. And then my wife was with me, and, you know, he asked about how she's doing and everything, and she talked to him. So it was good interaction for a couple minutes. I mean, he's definitely friendly. He's definitely excited to be there and talk to people. My wife asked a question like, what was your favorite part from all the games? And he says the time where Spider-Man was teaching Miles how to fight and everything. And so I believe that's from part 2. I think that's Miles Morales' spinoff game where that was in it. But yeah, he signed my game as well. And it was a lot of fun just talking to him. And then after that, I was going to get Tony Todd, who's the voice of Venom, but he had stepped away for a little bit. So we went around and got other signatures, and by probably about a half hour, 45 minutes later, he came back. And so I went up there, and I was like one of the only people who got back to him in time when he finally got back to his booth. And he was, he shook my hand and told him like how I'm enjoying the game and everything, and how I'm about to get to do Venom. And he told me how voicing it was fun. But then we asked him the question about, have you been to Minnesota before? And he's like, I think he said he's been here before. And he said last night before the Friday of the con, he was actually over at First Avenue with some of his buddies because he's a huge Prince fan. And so we end up talking to him about Prince and how, have you visited Paisley Park? He's like, no, but I really want to. And we said, it's a great place. You should check it out. And we kind of told him a little bit about a few Prince stories about when he would be up here in Minnesota, how he would be very, I mean, he'd be private, but at the same time, if he goes out in public, like, he'd be friendly, he'd say hi to people. But for the most part, Minnesotans left him alone and everything. We're not running up there saying, oh, can we have your autograph? Can we get a picture with you? You know, there were times he'd go out biking up and down the road and people were like, oh, there goes Prince and everything. And so we told him about how Prince would sometimes throw free concerts at his place. He basically, like on Friday, Saturday nights, just open up the gate and everybody comes in and he'd throw a concert for them, more in a sense of trying new music, trying new acts, and just seeing how the crowd loves it. And, but yeah, Tony Todd told me I was a big fan. He is. And we told him about the mural in downtown Minneapolis you should check out. So it was really neat talking to him about that. And then my brother-in-law, who's a huge Star Trek fan, got his signature on a Star Trek, and they talked about him being on Star Trek and everything. And I didn't realize how tall Tony Todd is. That man is tall. I think he's 6'4", but man, he is like just towering over me. I was like, wow. But super friendly guy, super friendly. And I got his signature too. And it was pretty cool because on my game cover, he wrote, "We are Venom." And that was really cool to see that. And now I'm playing the game and now I saw Venom and I hear the voice and it's just really cool. So after that, we kind of walked around, did some more shopping in terms of the vendors. I ended up spending a lot of money on art. And I mean, a lot of these artists had some really amazing stuff that I was just like, wow. Like I said, I bought a lot of Master Chief stuff, but I bought some Link stuff from Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild. I found this one Resident Evil 2 remake art that I picked up and everything. And I also got these really nice Batman, kind of like this metallic. It's on metal. The painting's on metal, but it's a very dark, kind of gothic from the original movie with Michael Keaton Batman, where one's with the Batmobile and one's with the Batplane. And I think it's just really cool, really awesomely done. So I picked up that, and my wife got a lot of art too. There's a lot of places where it's like buy two get one free or buy three get one free. And so I find a piece of art I like, she find a piece of art you like, and we kind of decide on a few other ones. But that was just really amazing to see what these people have done. And so, I mean, Friday for us was, it went by quick because before you know it, the place shut down at 7. Not saying that we had to go home, but the main area con was shut down at 7. They did have two shows, at one at 8 and one at 9, but we were pretty much exhausted by then, so we had to come home. And then got back up the next day, went back out, got there by 11, and this time around, unfortunately, Kevin Smith's schedule for Saturday kind of had to get shifted around because he was on a tighter schedule than before. So basically, the pitchers with him started right at, it was right at noon. And so we got there and we got in line and got through and got my picture taken with Kevin Smith. And he was, again, another very nice guy. I walk into the kind of like the booth that's cordoned off, so you really can't see, and it's just me, him, and the camera person. And he's just like, he opens up his arms like, "Hey man, bring it in." And I gave him a hug. He's like, "Oh," and I had my Spider-Man shirt. He's like, "Oh, I love the shirt." And then we took a picture and everything, and he just is like, "Hey, great seeing you, man. Thanks for coming." And then he gave me another hug, and then the next guy came in, and I was just like, wow. And I didn't realize how he's exactly the same height as me. So I didn't think he was taller than me, but I just never knew his height. But when I was standing next to him, I was like, wow, he is the same height as me, which it's not bad. Just first time I've ever met a famous person that's actually about my same height. That's, you know, but anyway. So after that, we got our picture taken, and then we had some time before the signature. So the signature was supposed to start at 1:30. So we had about an hour to kill before that. So we went around trying to get some more signatures and everything, did some more shopping. My wife, who's a big Avatar fan, she brought along a role-playing game that she bought. And so she had all the Avatar voice actors sign the book and give some advice as their character. And so we went through and got to meet all the voice actors. It was really cool. The first one we went to was Yuri, who... Oh, no, not... Sorry, not Yuri. General Yuro. Uncle Yuro. The voice actor for him. And super nice guy. Just talkative and just talking about life. And he wrote down a quote that Uncle Yuro says in the series that's really nice and meaningful. And then he said it in the voice. And just my wife just was like, oh my God, it's so amazing to hear that. And hear you say it too. Because he does change his voice to play as Uncle Iroh compared to other actors. So, but yeah, he was the first one. And then after that, we went and got Dante, who was the voice of Prince Zuko. And funny thing was, when we were actually in Uncle Iroh's line, we did not realize that there was a VIP line, because one thing that the con kind of failed to do is, like, here's normal line, here's the VIP. So we're standing in line, and then I guess one of the staffers who work for Comic-Con saw us, and he's like, you guys are VIP, come up to the front. We're like, what? And he's like, you guys are VIP, you guys get priority. We're like, oh. So my wife and I are like, no way. So we literally, like, got up front of line. Whoever's, like, one or two people were in front of us getting their signatures, but we basically, like, cut in line, got to the front. And that was the first time we knew about that, because the other times we were waiting in line and for like 20, 30 minutes for a signature, if not longer. So after that, you better believe we went VIP in line all the time. That's when we went to Dante to get Prince Zuko's signature. We went right up to the VIP line, got right in. And it was fun talking to him, because he also played Rufio in the movie Hook with Robin Williams. And just seeing him, I was just like, wow, I remember seeing him as Rufio in Hook. But hearing him talk, yeah, for him to be Prince Zuko, he did not change his voice at all. He's using his natural voice. So just talking to him, I was like, wow, it's Prince Zuko talking. And we were just, he was having a fun argument with us, because he's like, I've been in Minnesota before. And he's like, you guys really have 10,000 lakes? We're like, yeah, we have 10,000 lakes. He's like, no, there can't be 10,000 lakes in the state. We're like, actually, there's more. It's like 11,000. He's like, I have not seen that many lakes around here. And we're like, you have to go outside the city. But there's definitely plenty of lakes around here. So he was kind of giving us a hard time. Like, I don't see 10,000 lakes. How can you have that many lakes? Like, what do constitute a lake and everything? So it was just good, fun humor that he was kind of giving with us. And my wife actually asked, when she asked for a signature, she said, you know, is there any advice you can give as Zuko? And so he wrote something down, which was cool. I mean, it was just fun to see how these people do that. After that, we went over to the voice actor for Aang, which, God forbid, I forgot his name. And the funny thing was, when he did the voice of Aang, he was like 11, 12 years old. Now this guy's about mid-20s, if not late 20s. So he can't really do the voice anymore, but it was fun talking to him and everything, and how, again, super cool, down-to-earth person, shook her hands, asked us how we were doing, asked us where we're from, and just talking about how we enjoyed the show. And we just talked to him about other stuff, like, have you been in Minnesota before? And he's like, no, this is actually my first time and everything. And just how it's just neat to see, like, how many people showed up and just all that stuff. And we kind of told him, you know, if you felt any of that Minnesota nice stuff. And he's like, yes, I have. And just, it was just a good conversation. We were with him for a couple minutes and it was fun. I mean, there are definitely people behind us, so we couldn't stay too long. So he signed the book and wrote down a quote that Aang says. And then we moved on to person who voices Sokka. And when we got to him, again, very friendly person. And we also asked him, have you been in Minnesota? And he too said he had not been in Minnesota. So this is his first time. And people were actually giving him tips about, or not tips, places that he should try out while he's here. And, you know, they gave him Matt's Bar, which has the Juicy Lucy. We told him about Pizza Luce, which has really good pizza. We told him about Moto E, which has really great ramen. And since he brought his family up there, he's like, yeah, we're trying to, you know, experience what Minnesota has to offer and everything. So hopefully he got to try some of those good restaurants and actually enjoyed it that he wanted to come, wants to come back. And again, fun person to talk to and everything, down to earth. Glad that we came by and just happy that we're fans of the show and just all that fun stuff. So, then after that, we went to, the voice of Cora, and she was actually standing outside her booth. And when we got in to see her, she gave both myself and my wife a hug and just like was very impressed with the book and everything. Like, wow, I've never seen this before. That's really cool art. And we're talking to her about, you know, what we want as a signature. And she's like, oh yeah, I can think of something. So she does. And she's just talking to us about how just great, how it is to be here, how we've been, what's, you know, what do we liked about the show and all that stuff. So just, fun conversations. And I think we did ask her about Minnesota. I can't remember what she said about that, if she's been here before or not. But, and the last person we needed a signature for was, Azula. There we go. Princess Azula, Zuko's sister. And she was actually dressed in the Azula's kind of coronation gown. And she too was standing out in front of her booth. And we got up there. She, first thing she did before she actually gave us a hug, she looked in my wife's eyes and said, wow, your eyes are very mesmerizing. And my wife was just smiling like, oh my God, like Azula thinks my eyes are mesmerizing. And so she gave us a hug and told her about what the signatures we want. We're talking to her and she's just saying all this great stuff about Azula and everything. And she would sometimes would talk to Norvice, then she suddenly switched over to Azula and everything. Was just really cool. And then afterwards we did ask her, like, have you been in Minnesota before? And she told us that she's like, yeah, all the time. I actually have a friend who lives, no wait, no, she actually has a house that's in Wisconsin that she said I would always fly into the Twin Cities airport and drive over. And she's like, actually tonight my friend from Wisconsin came over and, you know, was hanging out with me. We're gonna go out to dinner. So she's like, oh yeah, I've been to Twin Cities a lot of times. She's like, I love this place, it's really great, and I have a house in Wisconsin, so it's just, you know, right across the border. So I mean, she's been here frequently, which is cool to hear. But I wonder, when she's out in public, I wonder if people even recognize her, you know, unless she changes her voice. But when she wrote the quote in the book, she actually said it also in Princess Azula's voice, and it was just really cool just to hear her talk about it. It's like, wow, that's so crazy seeing you speak and hearing that voice. Is just so like trippy how you're thinking, like, because you think of the character, but you're seeing him speak and you're like, wow, it's just, how did they do that? And then that was basically the biggest list that my wife wanted. And so as the one of the other people we got was Ethan Sopley from My Name is Earl. He was in Remember the Titans. He was also in Mallrats and everything. He would always play like kind of like this, the big, heavyweight, lovable, dumb guy and everything. But then, of course, he ended up really losing all his weight and getting ripped. So he was this big, muscular guy now, and he had a beard. And we went up to him, and we were actually the only ones there. So we, you know, said, like, a, you know, I'd like a signature and a picture. And we asked him, like, well, how about you pick the picture of the sign? So he grabbed from Mallrats, which is You Dumb Bastard. He said that was a lot of fun playing it, that character. And then we were talking to him about roles and stuff like that. And he was just telling us about, like, different projects he was on. He was very, very nice, too. Just, you know, answering our questions, not really feeling like move on along. He basically was like, yeah, here's this, and just answering our questions about that. We got our picture taken with him. He shook our hand, and I think we even talked to him for a couple more minutes and everything. And it's just really, really nice guy. And then we also asked him if he's been to Minnesota before. And he said, actually, his wife has a friend that's from Prior Lake. And I think he said he's been there. But as for every place else, he said, no, not really. So still really neat to talk to the guy. And he actually recommended a show on Hulu that he's in called Chance. And so we went home and watched the first two episodes. And then we went back the next day at Saturday. Or no, it was Sunday, when he had some free minutes at his booth. Went up to him, told him how we started watching the show and how his character he plays is like complete 180 from what we originally see him as. And he's just like, oh my God, yeah. And he went on to talk about the character, talking about how it was dark for him and how he had it to, you know, when he's done shooting, how he tried to kind of come back from being such a dark character. And it was just, it's just very interesting hearing about that, because you see him as this lovable, teddy bear guy, but then the character he plays is just some psychopath who loves hurting people. But it was actually kind of funny because as we were leaving, Ming from Comic Book Man was just standing there, and he just comes up to us to start talking to us. And I was like, oh my God, I know this guy. Not realizing, like, he was right. So it's like, it took me a second or two to be like, oh, it's Ming from Comic Book. And he was just talking to us about, I don't know, stuff. He was just BSing with us for a while. And we were talking to him for probably a good about 10 minutes. He shook our hands and everything. And we've, he said he loves Minneapolis. He's been here before. He said the reason why he loves he said he loves Grain Belt beer and Heggie's pizza. He says that's like the best combination. That's why he was excited to come, because he's like, oh, I'm going to drink so much Grain Belt and eat so much Heggie's pizza and everything. And he told us that he and his friends were at a bar the other night, and he gave him money to go buy pull tabs, and one of his friends won $350 on one pull tab. And he's like, how lucky are you? And I didn't get any of that. So, but yeah, he was a fun guy talking, good 10 minutes with him. It was just fun. He was just very down to earth guy. Very fun. Let's see. I got my notes right here. Oh, I also met, Reba Burr, who was a Fire Emblem actress, which is one of those games that I actually want to try out. I've heard really good things about Fire Emblem. I have yet to play it, but I think I got her signature and everything, so in the future when I do play the game, I hear her character, I'd be like, aha, I got her signature and everything. So it's really cool. One of the few people there that we were, both my wife and I were very excited to see, was David Yost. He was the Blue Ranger, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and when we got in line, we actually, my wife wanted him to sign her Blue Ranger Funko, and so we did. And then we asked him the usual question, like, have you been to Minnesota before? And he said, oh, yeah, I've been to Minnesota a lot with family and everything. He said he went to college in Des Moines, Iowa. So he'd frequently come up to the Twin Cities a lot and everything. So he's kind of familiar with the area, because he actually started naming off, like, suburbs and stuff like that. I was like, wow, you do know the Twin Cities and stuff like that, which was surprising. But my wife was wearing a veteran shirt, and I had my wallet out, which is Air Force. And he's like, were you in the Air Force? I was like, yes. And he looks over at my wife. He's like, are you a veteran too? And my wife's like, yeah, I was in the Army. And he's like, wow. And we originally just signed up for a signature. We didn't get a picture, but he's like, how would you guys like to do a picture since you guys are vets? And we're like, sure. So we actually got a picture taken with him for free. And he's just, and you know, like, wow, that was very nice of him to do that. Cause usually those pictures are like an extra $40-$50 to get that with him. So him getting our picture taken for free was just super kind of him. I mean, it made my wife's day. She just couldn't believe how nice he was to do that. And both us were just talking how excited we were to finally meet a ranger and everything. And I told him the story how I was a fan growing up, and I was nervous when my wife and I were dating, because I didn't know if I told her I was a Power Ranger fan, she'd probably think like I'm a nerd. But then finally I did, and she's like, I'm a Power Ranger fan too. I was like, what? So I was like, sweet. So then we start talking about it and everything, and how both fans of the Green Ranger and all this stuff, and just wow. So no, that was great, just seeing him. It was a lot of fun. And one of the last people that I wanted to meet was Rachel Lee Cook, and is a Minnesota native. And so I got her signature and a picture with her, and she actually voiced Tifa in the Final Fantasy VII Advent Children movie. And so I had her sign a picture of Tifa, and she actually remembered one of the lines, which is like, what is it? Dilly dilly shilly dilly dally shilly shally. Yeah, dilly dally shilly shally. She says a lot in the movie, and I think it's her way of saying, like, whatever, like, making excuses, dilly dally shilly shally. And so she wrote, you know, to me, you know, to Phil, thanks for being a fan, dilly dally shilly shally, Rachel the Cook. And it was the picture of Tifa that she did it. And so afterwards, then I got my picture with her, and she is tiny and petite. Not saying it's a bad thing, but she was shorter than me, and I didn't realize that how tiny she was. Like, wow, you are short. But again, she was very friendly, because I told her how I remember seeing a lot of her movies back in high school and how that was fun. And she's like, oh my God, I miss going to the movies and stuff like that. And we just asked her about, like, what she's working on, and she said she's doing a lot of Hallmark stuff. And I told her how my mom is a huge Hallmark Christmas fan, and I'm sure she's seen some of her movies, but very sweet woman, just very nice, very, I mean, the fact that she's Minnesotan, Minnesota nice, but no, just a lot of fun, just very nice. And I mean, the whole overall experience of this whole Comic-Con was just amazing. It just, we were so excited to go, and each day just, the time just flew by, whether we're getting in line for signatures or walking around getting stuff from vendors or just looking at all the different people dressed up. It was just, we went to a couple panels, which is very interesting to hear and stuff like that. Kind of a little bit more personal, experience of listening to either the voice actor or the actor, actress themselves. And just, like I said, in the beginning, my wife and I got super excited that we really enjoyed it, that we're like, we're going to go to next Comic-Con next year and probably going to do the VIP again because how cool the benefits you give us and everything. So if anybody out there has not gone to a con, especially a Comic-Con or something like that, you should go. It is a lot of fun. You don't necessarily have to be into pop culture like Star Wars, Pokemon, a lot of Japanese anime and stuff like that. You can go and check out all the art, the stuff that people are selling. I mean, it's some amazing stuff that people sell and everything. And so, and just seeing the people dressed up, it's a lot of fun seeing, oh my God, that person's so-and-so. Oh my God, that person's so-and-so. Or you're like, okay, I'm trying to figure out what that person's supposed to be. Maybe I know who that person is. And then people are willing to even get the picture taken. You walk up to them and say, hey, can I have your picture? Like, sure. Like one person dressed up as Chewbacca. And I think this thing was like legit. He was definitely like 7 feet tall. Definitely had the fur. Like it definitely looked like a Chewbacca costume right out of the movie. It was just really well done and everything. So we are just very glad that we're able to do it this year, and actually kind of wish we would have done it years past. But hey, we now have done it, and we're very excited to continue doing the future. And all I gotta say is, just I had such a great time. My wife had a great time. My brother-in-law had a really great time. Just fun meeting all these people and how down to earth they were, and just, oh, so much fun. We have a lot of pictures too. A lot of pictures too. And everything. So, well, I think that's about it for now. I'm going to go ahead and, the beer that I'm drinking, the Hippie Horsepower IPA, it's good. Since I'm drinking it from a growler, it definitely tastes like it came fresh off the tap when we were up there in Ely. Very good. I mean, like I said, it's very hoppy, but not citrusy or juicy or that way. It's kind of a more of your traditional American bitterness, which is fine with me. Yep, that's a good beer. If I'm ever up at Ely again, I'd like to get it again. So, well, that's it for me, folks. Thank you for listening. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't. Like it. If you want to leave a comment or anything, go ahead and email me at 117gamingsquadron@gmail.com. I am in the process of trying to get Facebook, Instagram. I do have a Twitter. I just got to get that thing updated and installed again. So, and all that stuff. But, you know, thank you for listening. And everybody, have a good day. Cheers.